Enron whistleblower Sharon Watkins says executives had a narrow window of opportunity last fall to save the energy company from bankruptcy, but she says then-chairman Kenneth Lay failed to take advantage of it. Watkins testified yesterday before the Senate Commerce Committee, along with former Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Watkins is the Enron vice president who wrote to Kenneth Lay last summer, warning of her concern that the company might, in her words, implode in a wave of accounting scandals. At the time, she says, she believed Lay still had a chance to salvage the company. But she says that chance evaporated when Lay went public with Enron's bookkeeping problems without preparing for the inevitable investor backlash.
I was extremely disappointed by his inability to grasp the dire situation the company was in. His actions of writing this off with just no contingency plans reaffirms my opinion that he didn't get it.
Watkins was asked if she considers Lay a bright man. After a pause, she said, not after this fall. Watkins painted a very different picture of Jeffrey Skilling, with whom she shared the witness table in the committee room. She described Skilling as very hands-on as Enron's chief operating officer and later CEO.
I find it hard to believe that Mr. Skilling was not aware that something was amiss, that this could not be legitimate.
Members of the Senate Commerce Committee also found Skilling hard to believe. Throughout the five-hour hearing, the former chief executive maintained he was unaware of the details of Enron's off-balance sheet partnerships and that he relied on accountants to keep the company in line. If that's so, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden asked, what exactly did Skilling do to justify his multi-million-dollar paychecks?
Given the fact that the stock price essentially fell in half on your watch, wouldn't that have been the point where you would stop relying on other people and go out and independently investigate all of these problems and try to get to the bottom of them?
Skilling was asked to defend one Enron partnership dubbed Project Braveheart, which was supposed to deliver video on demand. Enron claimed more than $110 million in profits from the venture over a six-month period, even though the business never had much more than 1,000 test customers, most of whom got the service for free. As with other deals, Skilling insisted Enron's auditors signed off on the Braveheart bookkeeping.
But was it appropriate to book revenue? Ask Arthur Andersen. If it was inappropriate, we wouldn't have done it. If it was inappropriate, if there was any time that there was anything that I was aware of that was inappropriate, we wouldn't have done it.
Skilling insists Enron was in good financial shape when he left the company last summer and argues its stock would still be worth at least $20 to $30 a share were it not for investors' catastrophic loss of confidence. As it is, stock in the bankrupt company is virtually worthless, as are the retirement savings of many Enron employees. Meanwhile, Senator Byron Dorgan complains Skilling himself was able to sell stock worth some $66 million.
How is it that the people at the top got wealthy and the people at the bottom got broke?
I think it's very tough. I mean, I don't know what to say to the employees.
Have you donated any of that money to the employees fund?
I can't do anything at this point. I think at this point I have 36 separate plaintiffs' lawsuits against me. It's my expectation that I will probably spend the next 5 to 10 years of my life battling those lawsuits. I don't know if I'll have anything at the end of that.
Skilling got little sympathy from Dorgan or the other committee members. At the height of California's energy crunch, Dorgan recalled, Skilling had compared the state to the Titanic and joked, at least the Titanic went down with its lights on. Now, Dorgan says, it's Enron that's sinking. And once again, the comparison is unfavorable.
In the Titanic, the captain went down with the ship. In Enron, it looks to me like the captain first gave himself and some friends a bonus, then lowered himself and the top folks down in the lifeboat, and then hollered up and said, by the way, everything's going to be just fine.
Dorgan says he's not sure the Senate committee got much closer yesterday to the truth of what caused Enron's sinking, but he promised to hold additional hearings and to keep searching. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The Gap.